This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The Supreme Court hears arguments this morning on race-conscious admissions policies in universities and colleges. The AP's Sagar Magani.
The cases involve challenges to University of North Carolina and Harvard programs that consider an applicant's race among other factors. Lower courts have rejected claims that the programs discriminated against white and Asian American applicants. The High Court itself has twice upheld race-conscious college admissions programs in the past two decades. But the bench looks different now, with three Trump appointees, plus the court's first black woman, Ketanji Brown Jackson. She will sit out the Harvard case because she recently was a member of an advisory governing board. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Senator Amy Klobuchar, who leads the Senate committee overseeing security at the Capitol, says lawmakers are considering new safety measures after that attack that hospitalized House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband.
This was a vicious attack meant for the speaker, ends up hammering the speaker's husband, and our prayers are with her and her husband, their kids, their grandkids. A vicious attack.
Senator Klobuchar was on NBC's Meet the Press. The suspect is expected to be arraigned tomorrow. Family members are speaking out about an Oklahoma couple considered suspects in last week's killings of their six children, saying the pair faced financial pressures and the husband experienced recurring pain from a workplace head injury. Police are investigating a fire in their Tulsa area home as murder-suicide. Eight bodies found. Two of the more than 150 people killed in a Halloween celebration in Seoul, South Korea, were Americans. Police trying to figure out what caused the crowd surge that led to the tragedy. This is AP News. The latest on the war in Ukraine now.
A massive barrage of Russian strikes has hit critical infrastructure in Kyiv, Kharkiv, and other cities. Experts say the strikes are in apparent retaliation for what Moscow alleges was a Ukrainian attack on its Black Sea fleet over the weekend. Loud explosions were heard across the Ukrainian capital in the early hours, some residents receiving text messages from the emergency services about the threat of a missile attack, and air raid sirens wailed for three straight hours. The authorities say in Kharkiv, two strikes hit critical infrastructure facilities and the subway ceased operating. Officials also warned about possible power outages in the city of Zaporizhia. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A report that the U.S. is getting ready to deploy nuclear-capable B-52 bombers in Australia has China accusing the U.S. of undermining peace in the region. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.